Margaret Ann, could you tell me, first of all, what Winset is?
Winset is a shortened version for the name of the Canadian Centre for Women in Science, Engineering, Trades and Technology. So that's a huge mouthful. So we call it the Winset Centre, so Women in Science, Engineering, Trades and Technology Centre.
And where is that located?
It's located in Edmonton because the first funding came from Alberta Employment and Immigration. They gave us funding to get it started. And then we're in process of having it made an affiliate center at the University of Alberta. So the offices are presently here. But it's really a virtual center because, of course, we're spread across Canada.
Well, you have some exciting news. I understand you have some federal funding.
Yes, we were thrilled to learn in the middle of last week that Rona Ambrose was going to be in town on Friday, the November the 12th, making the announcement that we were to get funding from Status of Women Canada to support the centre over the next 2 years.
And how much will that be?
It's $180,000 over the 2 years.
And what are you going to do with the $180,000?
We have a very specific purpose, very specific project that it will fund. We have begun developing and implementing a program for women in science, engineering, trades and technology leadership, because we know that that's still where women are missing in the leadership positions. And the percentage of women in these positions is not changing very much. So that's the concern, that we need to do something, need to take action to try and increase the proportion of women in leadership roles, particularly in science, engineering, trades and technology.
So how are you going to do that?
Well, we have this program, and we have the framework written for it, and we have the outlines of the modules. There will be 7 modules, each of them a day-long workshop. The way we see it running out is that it would be over about a year. So there would be a module, perhaps each month, that a group of women, about 20 women, we think that's about the optimum number, with a facilitator, and would take this module. The first module, which is called Becoming Leaders, we have piloted several times, and it's been very successful, and mostly with women engineers. We piloted it the first time with Shell and Conoco women in Calgary. And it's also been piloted with a group of women from Suncor in St. John's, Newfoundland.
When you go through these leadership workshops, what exactly is it that the women are getting from it? What are they learning, or how are they able to use it?
Right. They're learning the kinds of skills that are needed in these very technical companies, the kind of skills that are needed to be successful in a leadership or management position, and to become comfortable with the idea of being in that position. I find myself saying quite a lot nowadays that women especially, but both men and women, are making very intentional decisions about the kind of work they want to do, about the kind of lifestyle they want to have. And so this is one of the reasons why women are thinking twice about accepting positions in leadership. And we would like them not only to accept these positions, but to have the self-confidence and the skills to be able to make change. Because we know that change management is becoming extremely important in all sectors of the workforce.
Could you explain that a bit more about what you mean by change management?
Yes. The new generation have very definite ideas on what kind of lifestyle they would like to have and what kind of work life they would like to have. And so there's no longer the sense of somebody being employed by a company and expecting to stay there for the rest of their lives. That loyalty to the company and the loyalty of the company to the employee are much less noticeable nowadays than they used to be. So that means that companies need to change to accommodate this changing demographic, this changing way of looking at work. And we believe that this actually makes for a healthier workforce, because people feel as if they are being accepted into the workforce and valued, and that their way of working is recognized as being important. In other words, they want their family life to be available to them as well.
Well, do you see any movement in that direction? Are companies becoming responsive?
Very much so. Very much so. That's why we like to think that we're on the cutting edge of something, but that companies are recognizing that the very thing that we're working with is the thing that is going to be what they need for the near and more distant future, that this is the direction that we have to go in.
So now that you have this funding from the federal government, when do you actually start using it?
Well, we have some groups of young women who are very interested in beginning the program more or less as quickly as we're ready to run with it. There are a group of young career professionals and senior graduate students who belong to WISER, which is one of the groups at the university connected to WISEST. And we will be running a program with them as quickly as we can. We're also looking to running it with some young women engineers, and we'll be talking with APEGA about doing that. I was talking with a group in Calgary not long ago, and again, I sensed that the interest would be very strong. We didn't know at that time that we had the funding, so we couldn't push the fact that we'd be able to get this up and running right away. But now that we do, we'll go back to them. And as I say, I know that many of them are interested in this kind of thing.
How do people get in touch with your organization?
The simplest way is to contact me at the University of Alberta. There is a website, which is the CC West website. It's just www.ccwest.org. You just click on WinSet.
Well, that's great, and congratulations on the funding, Margaret Ann, and all the best to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Cheryl.